This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And then verses 19 and 20 and 21, he recounts all the miracles of God. Verse 21, you brought your people Israel out of Egypt with signs and wonders by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with great terror. Verse 22, you gave them this land you had sworn to give their forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey, which means prosperity. That's a figurative expression to mean prosperity. Verse 23, they came in and took possession of it, but they did not obey you or follow your law. They did not do what you commanded them. So you brought all this disaster on them. I want to ask you a question. Is there anything in your life that's negative that in your heart of hearts you blamed other people, but you know you had something to do with it? There are things in my life that I know that I've contributed to. I'm willing to admit it. We all have done things. We've set things in motion. We've had things that happened maybe 5, 10, 15 years ago, and we're still living with the consequences of what we set in motion. Does that mean we're not forgiven? I didn't say that. The Lord forgives. Any sin we confess to Him, it's under the blood of Christ, it's forgiven. But we still have to live sometimes with the consequences of what we set in motion. Romans 5:8 says, God commended His love to us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. That's how He commends His love to us today, through the cross. And you observe that every time you take communion. You observe that every time you meet around the Lord's table and take the emblems that proclaim the Lord's death. Verse 19 says, greater your purposes and mighty are your deeds. He recognizes the power of God and he says, your eyes are open to the conduct or the ways of all men. You reward people according to their conduct and the deeds they deserve. Let's speak to anybody today. God is in the miracle business of changing lives. I think one of the most interesting messages, and I've never played it here. I played it at other churches because it's probably one of the most hardest things to listen to is a testimony that I had on tape for years from a woman who lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Not Lancaster, California, or Lancaster, Ohio, but Lancaster, Pennsylvania. She was the church organist back in the day when churches had an organist and a piano player. Now, this was amazing that she admits this on a tape. She said, I had multiple sclerosis. Some of you know what that's like. You've had a family member with MS. Maybe you've dealt with it. But here's what she said on this tape. My problem isn't MS. My problem was a negative attitude. My problem was a bitter spirit. And she goes on in this tape that someone gave me of her giving this talk where she said she had such a bitter spirit toward her husband that she said that while she was playing the organ at church, she would fantasize about ways to kill her husband. Would that make you a little nervous if you were married to her and you knew that? She's playing the organ at church and she's fantasizing about how she can kill her husband. She said, I was in bondage. That's all I thought about, killing my husband. She sat down one day and took that hatred to the Lord. And she said, I was delivered. I was delivered from that bondage. The Lord didn't take away the multiple sclerosis, she said. He did something more miraculous. He took away a bitter spirit. He took away a spirit of hatred toward her husband that she said I had for 10 years, and she was delivered from that. What's my point in telling that story about a woman from Lancaster, Pennsylvania? Simply this, the same God that worked in her life can work in your life and in my life. Well, I want you to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.